morning, listeners. Welcome to this week's edition of NutroPet Foods Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. In case this is the first time you're tuning into this show, we're here every Thursday morning from 10 to 10:30 talking about anything and everything that pertains to our pet dogs. We've already talked about house training puppies, adopting shelter and rescue dogs, and last week we discussed the serious ramifications of using shock collars to train dogs. I'd like to start our show off this morning by asking you a question. Are you pregnant? That might seem like a pretty weird question for a dog trainer to ask, but if you are expecting a baby and you have a dog that's never lived with a baby or been around babies before, I'm here to let you know you've got a lot of work to do with your dog now. If your dog has never heard babies crying, or if she's not been exposed to any babies in her life up until now, you need to begin getting her acclimated to hearing these sounds as soon as possible and as much as possible. If your dog wasn't socialized around babies, or she never heard their cries by the time she was 12 weeks old, that period of socialization is now closed, and you're going to be doing remedial work. This is often much more difficult to accomplish if the dog is older. I suspect that your dog has been a child substitute for you since you've had her, but please be aware that when you do bring your new bundle of joy home, maternal instinct will kick in. All too often, the dog is then given a lower priority in the household because so much attention is being given to the newborn by its parents and by tons of people visiting the home. The situation can become quite stressful for a dog, especially if her routine is drastically changed and she's not getting as many walks or as much social time with you and your spouse as she's become accustomed to. Not only that, your dog isn't used to your carrying something around in your arms all the time, especially when that something else is quite a noisemaker and has a scent completely unrecognizable to her. Your own behavior these days might even be changing due to hormonal and other physical changes that are occurring with your body. Your dog may already be picking up on these changes. Some dogs will become stressed by them and may spend less time around you, while other dogs can get very clingy, even if they weren't like that before. When we come back from a commercial break, we'll talk further about how you can get your dog used to having a baby in the house to prevent having any problems when you bring your new bundle of joy home. We'll be back in just a moment.
Nutrition is a very important part of a dog's overall health. Feeding your dog a high-quality diet can prevent many visits to the veterinarian for problems like digestive issues, dry skin, itching, flaking, and dandruff. That's the advantage you'll have when you feed your dog Nutro Pet Food. Nutro is a super premium pet food made from high-quality meat proteins such as chicken meal and lamb meal for easy digestibility. Nutro also has very high levels of essential omega-3 and 6 fatty acids, giving your dog a healthier, shinier skin and coat, also meaning less shedding. Nutro has foods for every life stage, from puppy through senior, and even for dogs that may be overweight. It's available at your local pet food store, and it's 100% guaranteed or your money back. Nutro pet foods are naturally preserved with added vitamins and minerals for a healthy immune system. If you want less waste to clean up in your yard, and you want your dog to shed less and have better vitality, buy a bag of Nutro dog food today.
The complete line of Nutro dog foods, biscuits, and treats can be purchased at Monster Pets in the Audubon Crossing Shopping Center, 130 Black Horse Pike in Audubon, New Jersey. Give them a call at 856-547-7387. Welcome back to Nutro Pet Foods Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. Part of our discussion today deals with how you can get your dog to feel comfortable around babies and crying sounds, particularly if your dog had not been well socialized with babies during his life. It's always very concerning when a client calls me during her 8th month of pregnancy to say she now wants to get started working with her dog because she's desperately worried the dog might not behave well around the baby. I have to shake my head wondering why she didn't think to work with her dog long before she went into her 8th month. Most of these situations involve a couple who has had their dog for a year or two, and even longer, and he's been treated as an only child for his whole life. Of course, their dog represented a child substitute to them, but now that they're expecting a baby, reality is setting in at the last minute. Sadly, some of these dogs wind up being surrendered to animal shelters, or they're put into rescue or rehomed because the dog didn't behave well once they brought the baby home. Dogs can view a new baby as an intruder and so may have a difficult time bonding with this little foreign body who seems to be taking up all of his human's time that used to be spent on him. He's not getting to go for many walks anymore, and he's also getting scolded a lot for misbehaving around the new child. No wonder the dog builds a negative association toward that baby. It's very common to see adult dogs having house training accidents during this time of adjustment due to the stress that's going on in his life. That alone causes the parents to become irritated and angry with their dog because they're not recognizing how upset the dog is with these major changes that are happening in his life. So if you've just discovered the great news that you're pregnant and you're only a couple of months along, get started working with your pet now so you can prevent any possible problems from happening once the baby is born. I hope you'll have paper and pen handy to take some notes, because I'm going to give you a whole list of things to work on. Are you ready? As you go through your preparatory training now, make sure your dog continues to get out and about and you're walking him at least twice a day. You'll know your dog has had a good walk if he comes home and wants to take a nap. If you can't do two walks, please make sure to walk him at least once a day for a good 30 to 45 minutes. If your pregnancy won't allow you to take these daily walks, ask your spouse to walk him or enlist the help of a dog walker who can come every day to exercise and play with him. Take your dog out to playgrounds and parks where you'll be able to expose her to the sounds of squealing and screaming children running around as they play. Your dog needs to get used to these sights and sounds now so she won't freak out when your own child gets excited and squeals. If you notice that being up close to the children makes your dog act nervously, hang out at a safe distance away and then praise and treat your dog when she's being calm and quiet. This type of desensitization is critically important to do long before you deliver. If she learns that being around children gains her your attention and lots of delicious treats, she may feel more comfortable around those kids after a while. If after you try desensitizing your dog to the children and your training doesn't seem to be working, get some professional help as soon as possible from a qualified trainer or certified behavior consultant. Don't put this off if your dog continues to be upset around kids. As your pregnancy advances, try keeping your dog's routine as structured and predictable as possible so he doesn't think there's anything wrong going on with you. Once baby arrives, there will be days when you're just too tired to walk your dog, or your baby is hungry and needs to be nursed at the time your dog would normally be taken for his walk. Get a pet sitter or dog walker to spend time with her if your spouse isn't able to help out. I recommend that you purchase a DVD called Dogs and Storks, created by Jennifer Shryock. Her DVD provides photos, information, and exercises to help prepare the family dog for life with a new baby. Please visit her website at www.familypaws.com to purchase this very informative DVD. You'll need to go to a toy store and purchase a doll as close to life size as possible. Some dolls already come with crying sound effects. Even if it does, consider also purchasing a sound effect CD with various sounds that babies make, but specifically crying. It should include really loud crying, too. One of the best CDs to get is available online at www.preparingfido.com. I use this one a lot with my clients. Wrap your new doll in a clean diaper or baby blanket, preferably one that already has the scent of someone's baby on it. If you don't currently have a friend or relative with a baby, sprinkle the diaper or blanket with a little baby powder and add a few drops of baby lotion to the skin of the doll. Get into a routine where you're now carrying the doll around your house as often as possible. Be sure to involve your spouse in this training so your dog gets used to both of you handling and taking care of the child. If your in-laws or your own parents come to visit during this time, have them pretend with the doll also. As you're carrying the doll around, talk to it much like you would talk to your real baby when it's going to be in your arms. Pretend to feed the baby and diaper the baby and blanket the baby as you will be doing in real life. In the evenings, keep the baby on your lap while watching TV. The doll has to become part of your daily life. Anytime you're practicing your behaviors with the doll, make sure to play your sound effects CD. In the very beginning, play it softly. Some dogs are so sensitive to this new sound that the CD needs to be almost inaudible at first. As the dog gets more accustomed to hearing it, begin to turn up the volume as the weeks go on. You will need to play the CD at its loudest level long before your due date. Even you might just get irritated by that louder volume of crying. So understand how your dog must be feeling, and both of you get used to it now. Allow your dog to sniff the doll and praise him to the skies. Periodically, toss some treats away from you on the floor when the doll is in your lap. This will help teach her that keeping a respectable distance means she gets really nice food rewards from you. Encourage your dog to lie down on the floor rather than come right up close to you. Teach her appropriate spatial boundaries when you're sitting on the sofa with the doll. Offer her rewards when she uses good self-control anytime the doll is with you, so she'll learn to behave that way around the real baby. If you don't yet have some key equipment, like a baby stroller, see if you can borrow one from a friend or relative. Sometimes you can pick things up for just a few dollars at a secondhand thrift shop. Even if you don't want to actually put your real child into the used one, you can just keep it around for practice purposes. Take your dog for a walk at the same time you're wheeling your doll in a stroller. If you haven't taught your dog to walk on a loose leash, consider hiring a trainer to teach you and your dog to walk together with the baby. It's important to get this done, otherwise you're not going to be anxious to include your dog along these walks. That problem alone will wind up decreasing the amount of exercise your dog gets during the day. That's not a good thing. Another key piece of equipment to have is a baby swing. Make this swing part of the furniture you have in your main living area. Periodically, put the doll into the swing. At first, do not turn the swing on. You don't want to risk freaking your dog out, especially when the doll is in there. Remember to offer your dog lots of delicious food treats when the doll is in the swing and he's behaving calmly, not like a nervous wreck. If you notice that he's feeling relaxed about the doll in the swing, start manually swinging it, but slowly at first. Swing it once and toss a treat on the floor to your dog. Repeat this several times. Then swing it several times in a row, and then toss another treat to your dog. Turn the swing on only when you're 100% positive your dog can calmly watch the swing moving back and forth with the doll inside of it. If he does well, clap your hands happily and give him lots of affection and treats for doing so well. Never leave the doll alone with your dog, thinking you'll just test her out to see what she'll do. We definitely do not want your dog practicing any inappropriate behaviors, like putting his mouth on it or picking it up out of the swing. Remember that we're trying to get him used to it as though the doll were a real infant. Let's take a break. We'll continue our discussion when we return, and I'll talk to you about the importance of doing obedience training before the birth of your baby. We'll be right back. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Renee Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338. Or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338. Or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Welcome back to Nutro Pet Foods Thursday in the Doghouse. We're talking about getting dogs used to having a baby in the house when those dogs have never lived with them and they've never even heard them cry in their entire lives. When someone calls me to tell me that their dog was not socialized around babies or children, I consider that situation to be a 911 emergency. It's critically important to get a dog accustomed to new sights, new sounds, and new routines early on so that she'll be experiencing after the baby comes. It's not uncommon for clients to tell me that the dog has always slept in their bed or jumped up on the sofa anytime he wanted. But now they admit they don't want him on the furniture after the baby comes. Hopefully you'll understand why dogs become so stressed and anxious because of all of these changes being made in his life all at once. That's why I want you to make all of the important changes now, deciding what privileges you want your dog to have and what you don't want him to have. If you'd rather her sleep on the floor and not to jump up on the sofa, you're going to have to retrain her so she knows what the new rules of the house are. Please be patient with your pooch and give her a chance to adjust and learn. She was allowed to do these things before, so not allowing these privileges will seem like a punishment. If you or your husband has been roughhousing with him up until now, you need to stop this type of aggressive play beginning today. Dogs don't discriminate very well, so if you've been playing with him by wrestling and you've allowed him to put his teeth on your skin during that play, understand that this is how he will play with a child or anyone else that tries to play with him. It's better to choose games that involve fetching or scent tracking or playing games that encourage good obedience like coming when called for a delicious treat, hide and seek, and go find it games. Don't expect your dog to know that rough play is inappropriate after you've been reinforcing this inappropriate behavior for a long time. Have you encouraged or reinforced your dog for jumping up on you or on visitors? I doubt you'll want that behavior to continue. So you'll need to start actively training him now to keep all 4 feet on the floor. Take him to an obedience class where your instructor can teach him to do polite sits for greetings. If you have someone do private training with you, your trainer can help you get your dog to learn to sleep on the floor in his own bed, maybe by your bed instead of in your bed. You want to encourage your dog to sit politely when you're carrying your dog around. The last thing you want is your dog to jump up on you and nip at the baby's feet. So keep your dog's feet tucked up against you and not hanging down where they can become a tempting target for your canine. And remember to do this with your real child, too. I would strongly urge you to hire a reward-based trainer, even if he or she visits you only once or twice a week. A trainer can sit down and consult with you and can provide answers to all of the questions that are running through your mind. Your dog needs to learn his obedience cues like sit, down, come, stay, and go to your bed. Once you work with a positive trainer, you'll feel a sense of relief knowing you're giving your dog a head start to learning how to behave around you and your real child. Your trainer should also teach you to recognize and learn about canine stress signals. If you learn to study their body language, you'll be able to know precisely when to remove her from a situation that's making her feel anxious. And you'll be able to prevent any undesirable behavior from happening because she was getting upset around the child. Please do not hire any trainer that uses harsh, aversive training methods, like using physical corrections or shock collars. Trust me when I tell you that negative training will be totally counterproductive and will set your dog up for failure. If during the early days of acclimating your dog to either your doll or your new baby, you see signs that he's experiencing severe stress or he's showing any aggressive behavior toward the doll, please do not put off seeking professional help. In the most serious cases, consult with a veterinary behaviorist. It's better to find these things out now rather than have a disaster happen when the baby comes. In our area, you can find a veterinary behaviorist at the Willingboro Veterinary Clinic in Willingboro, New Jersey. You can also contact the behavior clinic at the University of Pennsylvania for a possible referral. Avoid any negative emotional outbursts towards your dog when the baby or doll is in his view. You don't want your dog to think, every time this child is around, he creates punishments to happen to me. Dogs learn by making associations, So it's very important to create only positive associations when your baby, both now and as your real child, grows up. Let's set them both up for success. If you start doing this important training with your dog in the beginning of your pregnancy, things may go very smoothly during the early days of your baby's life. Once a child becomes a toddler, however, the situation will change drastically. When we come back from a short break, we'll talk about how to keep both your toddler and your dog safe when they're around each other. Please don't touch your radio dial. We're coming right back.
Dogs need exercise and socialization. Dog Days Camp for Canines provides a great solution to keeping your dog well-exercised and happy. We are a doggy daycare located at 23 West Main Street in historic downtown Marlton, New Jersey. At Dog Days, dogs play inside and away from the elements. We've been open since September 2003, providing a clean, friendly, and supervised atmosphere. Our services also include bathing, nail trimming, as well as group obedience classes. If you don't want to leave your dog alone for the entire day, if you have a lot of errands to run, or if you just need a break, bring your dog to our well-run and popular doggy daycare. Contact us at 856-985-7086 or at the web at www.dogdaysinc.net. That's 856-985-7086 or on the web at www.dogdaysinc.net.
Welcome back to Nutro Pet Foods, Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. Our discussion today has been about getting dogs accustomed to having a new baby in the house. But let's now devote some of our time this morning to considering what happens once your infant becomes a toddler and starts crawling and zooming around in his walker. This is a time when your supervision is again critically important. Please supervise 100% of the time when your toddler is anywhere near your dog and vice versa. Your little speed demon kid is in his walker, doesn't understand he can hurt your dog when he runs over her paws or tail during her travels. Your dog doesn't understand that your toddler really doesn't mean to harm him, even though he keeps running into him, and he's pulling on his tail and ears sometimes too. That hurts. No dog should be expected to accept a toddler's rough handling. Toddlers like to throw things. If you're not there to watch and supervise, your dog might feel defensive at these times and your child could get bitten. There was a 10-year study done in Austria where researchers reviewed the cases of 341 children who had to be treated for dog bites at a trauma center. 93 of those children required in-hospital treatment. In most of these cases, the dogs in this study were familiar with the children. Most of the children had injuries to one part of their body, mostly the head, face, and neck. Their study concluded that children 1 year or younger have the highest risk of being bitten, and children up to age 10 years represented a higher risk group for dog attacks versus older individuals. You can never leave your dog alone with your toddler, even for a nanosecond. I've been to many homes where supervision is lax, and I have to hold my breath when I see the dog and the child interacting while mom or dad is distracted doing something in another room. It's not always easy to keep your focus on what's going on with these two, but behavior can happen in an instant, and you could suddenly be on your way to the emergency room with a child whose face is bleeding. In many cases, the dog shouldn't be blamed because she may have been giving warning signals to your child for a long time, or no adult was around to rescue the dog from an uncomfortable situation. We can't expect toddlers to understand dog body language, but we can expect parents to become educated about that and to look for indications that the dog needs to be removed from the child. Lisa Edwards, a certified pet dog trainer and dog behavior consultant, writes in an online article that you, the parent, need to be there to intercede if the child corners your dog in the family room. You need to be there if your toddler gives your dog a hug or takes a handful of his fur in his fist or if he twists your dog's lip or ears. You need to be there if your toddler loses his balance to prevent him from falling on top of your sleeping dog. I tell my clients they should never allow their dog to jump all over a child or to nip at his hands or play tug of war with his clothing. Parents should prevent their child from pestering a dog when he's eating. A child should never be permitted to crawl inside of a dog's crate. Your dog needs to know that his crate can be a safe area for him to escape when he needs a well-deserved break from your toddler's childish behaviors. If your dog is eating, make sure he's gated off from your toddler or have your child sit on your lap while you both quietly keep your dog company during his meal. If the dog is misbehaving towards your child, give him an immediate timeout. If your child is misbehaving with your dog, give your child an immediate timeout. Make good use of wooden baby gates or metal gates so you can safely supervise your child and separate him when you can't be supervising them. Your dog may just appreciate those times he spends in a child-free safety zone. Spend time teaching your young child how to be gentle with your dog. Teach him to pet the dog nicely by placing your hand over top of his while you pet the dog lightly on his back or chest. When your toddler is sitting in his high chair eating, your dog should not be permitted to hang around that area. However, once the meal is over, you can hold your child in your arms while you remove the high chair to a few feet away. Then give your dog a cue to go clean up, allowing him to eat any dropped food on the floor. This will be something fun you can reward your dog with after he waits patiently in another area of the kitchen or in another room where your child is eating. No dog should hang around a small child during a meal. Don't allow your dog to grab food out of your toddler's hand when he's walking around with crackers or other goodies. If you haven't trained your dog not to do this, then gate him off in another room until your child finishes his snack. Training a leave-it cue teaches a dog to refrain from this inappropriate activity, as long as the dog is being supervised. One final thought, and it's an extremely important one. If you should ever hear your dog growl at your child, please respond to that growl immediately by separating them as quickly as possible. We don't like hearing a dog growling, but your dog is actually doing something very necessary and appropriate in this instance. He's warning your child to stop doing something because he's not comfortable with it, and he might bite him if he continues. Your dog's first choice is not to bite your child, so please do not punish your dog for growling. Silently thank him for letting you hear that warning so you can keep both of them safe. Never teach your dog that growling is a bad thing. If you do, your dog will have no other choice but to bite because you've taught him that giving a warning is not allowed. I consider everything we've been talking about today to be pretty serious stuff. Some of you might be feeling a bit overwhelmed at hearing just how much work is involved when you live with both a child and a dog and how much you need to know and understand about dog behavior and body language. Sometimes, though, when individuals are faced with serious challenges with their own dogs, they wind up actually developing an interest in learning more about behavior and training. I know because that's what happened to me 8 years ago. If you would like to learn more about dogs or you become interested in becoming a professional dog trainer, I'm here to tell you that a unique, non-credit program at Kutztown University may be the answer for you. It offers a comprehensive curriculum designed to teach you the necessary skills to become a professional canine trainer. A new cohort is forming now for 2010. You can start the new decade with a goal to learn more about this fascinating field. For more information, call area code 610-683-1382. That's 610-683-1382. Our program has been devoted to the couple who is expecting a child and already has a dog. However, I've met expectant parents who are under the mistaken impression that it's a good idea to go and get a puppy so the baby and the puppy can grow up together. I have only one word to say about that decision, and it's huge wrong. If you're in the mindset to get a puppy now, please listen carefully. When you have your baby, your time is going to be devoted to caring for that newborn, and you're going to be exhausted. Baby is going to wake you up several times in the middle of the night for feedings. You're going to be sleep deprived and tired a lot. Puppies require a lot of attention, just as infants do. Puppies have their own set of needs, and they go through their own developmental stages, like needing to be house trained and socialized very early on with lots of different people and other puppies and dogs, and they need to be taken to new and different places on a regular basis. Puppies also play bite a lot. For the sake of your sanity and for the sake of the puppy, please wait until your child is about 4 or 5 years old before even considering getting a dog. Be fair to both of them because they each need your full time and attention. There are way too many dogs as well as puppies stuck in animal shelters and facing euthanasia simply because there's not enough room in these facilities to house them for long. There aren't enough adopters out there to take home all of these homeless pets. If you bring a puppy home to raise with an infant, please don't be thinking that, well, if it doesn't work, we'll just get rid of it. I hear that phrase all too often from ignorant people who do not consider dogs to be emotional creatures. Trust me, I see enough dogs out there every day who suffer from emotional stress disorders. Please don't add one more to their ever-growing numbers. I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you'll listen in again next Thursday at 10 a.m. to Nutro Pet Foods Thursday in the Doghouse, when I'll be talking to you about some very common behavior problems that our dogs exhibit and why they become habits so quickly and how we can extinguish them. As always, if you have any questions about anything we've talked about today, or if you want me to answer a question you have about your own dog, don't hesitate to contact me on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. If you want to speak to me directly, you're welcome to call my cell at 609-280-9338. See you next Thursday at 10 a.m. Have a wonderful week.
Who let the dogs out?